Enthusiasm and the Mastermind Alliance. One of the most important places where your enthusiasm will go to work is in your Mastermind Alliance. If you share your enthusiasm with the other members, you will increase theirs. They, in turn, will be able to feed and support your enthusiasm. Sometimes all members of the group benefit equally from this process, but it is more likely that you, as the leader, will benefit most. The law of increasing returns will reward you for your initial originating enthusiasm in a way that far exceeds either your own contributions or the dividends paid to the other members. Increased enthusiasm in your alliance will mean increased faith as well. With that additional faith will come more insight into infinite intelligence and thus more creativity. Other ways to increase your own and your alliance's creativity are discussed in Chapter 14. Criticizing without destroying enthusiasm. Sometimes it will be necessary to criticize members of your Mastermind Alliance or the people working for you who are not carrying their share of the load. You can do this without destroying their enthusiasm if you use a careful process. You must lead your black sheep to admit their mistakes on their own. Here's an example of that process taught me by Andrew Carnegie. My personal secretary was a young man who had been with me several years. He was efficient, dependable, and had a pleasing personality. He became associated with a group of people who had had the bad habit of getting their enthusiasm out of a whiskey bottle. The first thing I knew, he began to show up late on Monday mornings. Then he became irritable, and I knew the time had come for me to do a little friendly analysis on his behalf. So I prepared the way by inviting him to my home for dinner. During the meal, we chatted pleasantly about everything except the subject I had in mind discussing with him. After dinner, we went to the library and lighted our cigars. The stage was then set, so I began by asking him a few questions. First, I asked him if he believed a man who was a regular drinker should be considered for a promotion, and he replied that he thought not. Then I asked him what he would do if he had in his employ a man so addicted to drink that he could not get to work on time, and he replied that he would probably fire him. By this time he had begun to squirm in his chair, and I waited a while to give him the chance to do some serious thinking. And then I asked him if he thought it might be possible for a sensible man to change his habits in time to save himself from ruin. He waited for a couple of minutes before answering, and then straightened up. He looked me squarely in the eyes and said, "You needn't go any further. I have known for a long time that this hour was coming, and I deeply appreciate your kindness in making it as easy as possible. All I can say is that I have been a fool, but I can change, and I will do so if you bear with me long enough to let me prove it." So he was disciplined. But it was with self-discipline. He took hold of his job with renewed enthusiasm and promoted himself from one position to another until he became manager of one of our largest steel plants.